I'm a junior.
All right, you're on.
All right, well, thank you. God bless you. You can take your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I had just a great time studying the Word and preparing for this. As Jim and I talked, you know, this is an easy teaching because it's around Thanksgiving, so you can just do thankfulness. So it's easy. And I went through a lot of word studies of thankful and thankfulness, and it was real helpful. But word studies can be a boring teaching sometimes. they tend to get that way. But it was real eye-opening for me. And so what God worked in me today was just to share a little bit of what I'm thankful for, and I'm sure that you'll find that it'll bless you too. At least that's my hope. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And verse 14, this is all in regards to the manifestations and specifically the instruction of the worship manifestations in a believer's meeting or in the church, in fellowship. And verse 14, it says, For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at the giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. And the whole context of this is that in the Corinthian church, they were doing things out of order. And, you know, so everybody was speaking in tongues all at the same time. And so if somebody comes in, if we're all sitting here speaking in tongues, they're going to kind of go, what are you doing? So Paul's laying it out, the whole fact that in the church, it's to be decent and in order. That's why we had the manifestations today, you know, where somebody spoke in tongues and then they interpreted so that we could get the understanding, we could get learning from it. Because speaking in tongues primarily is for your private prayer life. It's for our individual relationship with God. And one of the aspects of what speaking in tongues does for you is that in verse 17, for thou givest thanks well. It's a great way to be able to be thankful. You know, sometimes there's so many things that I enjoy that God does for me and the promises that I have, you know, and it's like, okay, God, I thank you, but, you know, speaking in tongues is just, it's a great way to bypass your understanding, and it just melts God's heart. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that we understand the rightly divided word when it comes to the manifestations and what the power we have with Holy Spirit within us. It's something really to be thankful for. We're going to go to Psalms 103. This is a great, great section of the Word. David pouring out his heart. And in Psalm 103, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth how many diseases?
All
our diseases. Those are some great promises, something really to be thankful for. And one of the things I think about often, in verse 2, when it says here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's a good thing we don't have to remember them all. God doesn't ask us to remember all his benefits. He just asks us not to forget them all. Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. That's our God. That's something great to be thankful for. He satisfies our mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Verse 8. For the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He says mercy twice. I guess he's trying to get a point across. You know, God is merciful. He withholds merited judgment. So when I screw up, you know, he's not out there. He's getting ready to beat me up. That's my Father. And he's gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. It's wonderful. Let's go to Ephesians. Just some of the benefits and the blessings that we can really be thankful for in this day and time, because we've been taught the rightly divided word, and we have a ministry that is a biblical research and fellowship teaching ministry. Something really to be thankful for. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Justin, will you read that?
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love.
Exactly. Blessed be the God. What translation is that?
ESV.
ESV. English Standard?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So in verse 3, he had blessed with how many spiritual blessings?
Oh.
All of them. All spiritual blessings. Are we lacking anything? No, we're not. Something really to be thankful for. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And hath what? Chosen us in him before the overthrow of the world. It's good to be chosen. You know, when I was in elementary school and in junior high, I was usually one of the last people chosen for the, you know, baseball team. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I made it in this one. Chosen. It's great to be thankful. Great to have something that we can hold our hat on, that we've been chosen before the foundation of the world. And then at the end of the verse, without what? Blame. Without blame. He doesn't look at us with our shortcomings. We don't, you know, we can just go, hey, Daddy. I don't have to be worried about it. We don't have to be looking at our physical flesh. All right. Verse 13. Actually, verse 12. This is one of the real important ones for me that blessed me big time. Because once we get the Spirit, you know, what's the benefit of that? Verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory. We are to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. In Christ you also trusted after that ye heard the word. Somebody had to teach us the word. I'm very thankful for Andy Keller teaching me the word. He taught me the word, you know, as far as just understanding the greatness of the fact that the Bible was true. We impact people's lives by the word that we share. Oh man, so good. In whom also you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is that earnest, or that token of the inheritance. That the Holy Spirit, when we get Holy Spirit, when we get born again, we have a token. That's speaking in tongues, is that token. As it says in verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. I wanted to show you something. My dad fell asleep in June of this last year. And went out there for the funeral and everything, and there wasn't any inheritance. There wasn't anything. My dad did. He had a lot of debt. Well, lo and behold, about 2 weeks ago, I got a text message. And a text message has a little token of an inheritance. It's a piece of paper that says, I got $600 coming. Woo! Now, do I have it? I don't have it yet. I just got the token. That's our Holy Spirit. That's you know, it's our proof. It's our proof. I love that. You know, there were so many times when I was growing up, I was taught that, you know, you gotta be good, or you're gonna miss the rapture. And there was times when I remember being scared to death because my mom would go get donuts and she'd get stuck in traffic, and I would think, oh no, I've been left. We don't have to fear of that. We have that promise that we have the token when we speak in tongues that we're heaven bound. It's just, gosh, it's just liberating. It's something so to be so thankful for. I love it. I love it. Let's go to Psalms. We're going to go back to Psalms 138. We have promises that we can hold on to. And we have the proof of God's word. Speaking in tongues proves God's word. That you're a child of God. It's another favorite verse of mine. Verse 1 of Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise to thee. When I was working the word this week, that word praise is actually thankful. It's the word used for thankful. So really what it says is, I will thank thee with my whole heart. It's kind of cool. Before the gods. And that's a figure of speech really referring to the greatness of God. The God will I sing praise or thanks unto thee. Verse 2, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name or thank thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above what? All thy name. When I first got into the word, this verse really exemplified the greatness of God's word, because right here it says, for thou, God, hast magnified thy word above thy name. God, he underwrote his word. This is a check and you sign the bottom of it. God took his word and magnified his word above his name. He signed it, but he magnified his word above his name. It just elevates the word of God. It's great to be thankful for that. I never had a respect for God's word before I got in this ministry. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of believing and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. And that's exactly what, you know, leaders and, you know, when we're working with people, we give thanks. We give thanks, you know, making mention of in our prayers. The people that we care about, the people that we're working with, remembering without ceasing your work of believing and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God. And in verse 8, this was their work of believing. Verse 8, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your believing to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything. For they themselves, those people in Macedonia and Achaia, show of us what manner of entering in we had among you, and how that ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. That was their work of love and patience. Because it takes a little bit of time to work the word and get away from idolatry and get away from the things of the world. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I am very thankful that I know that I'm saved from the wrath to come. And that's another thing that we have to really be thankful for. All right, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So we're made alive. Verse 1, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead, but now we're made alive. Verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But, in contrast to that, God, who is rich in mercy, we have a rich God. It's nice to know that our God is not a pauper. He's not a poor God. We have a rich God, rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were, what?
Dead.
Even when we were dead, hath he quickened us together with Christ, and hath what? Raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places. You know, for by grace you are saved, verse 8, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. We were dead, and now we're alive, we're made alive. So let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Lots to be thankful for. Lots to be appreciative of. Nobody taught this when I was growing up. Nobody taught me that I was seated in the heavenlies. Verse 1 of chapter 3. If then ye be risen with Christ. Are we risen with Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then God's telling us what to do. Seek those things which are above, where Christ seateth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above. Your earnest desire, set your affection on things above, and not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ. Your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Verse 5, mortify therefore your members upon the earth. One of the things I really loved about this ministry is it's a teaching ministry. And God teaches us what to do and how to do it and how to have the more abundant life. Mortify therefore your members. Blow up, blow the smithereens, the old man. That's pretty simple. You know, all the things that it talks about there upon the earth, fornication and uncleanness and inordinate affection, covetousness, which are idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked in time past. It was in the past, wherein ye lived in them. But now you put off these things. And it just tells us what to do. God just helps us out to be successful. Verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. I like that. That really was an eye-opener to me, that not only am I chosen, but I'm real special. We're the elect of God. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. What is long-suffering? Long-suffering. Patience. Being patient. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above these things, put on charity, the love of God, which is the bond of perfectness, or maturity. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You can put a period there. Just let. We can just let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, verse 17, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Just everything that you do, just do heartily as unto the Lord. I got a couple more that I wanted to share that I really enjoy too. Let's go to Peter, 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 5. Seven through nine. Jessica, can you read those? Mm-hmm.
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
Yeah. So all we got to do is just cast our care to him. I mean, it all tied up with this whole election thing. And now, you know, a really good note to thyself, don't spend too much time on Facebook. It's better to read the Word. But I was getting all uptight about just even the silly stuff they're doing with the recount and all that stuff. Like, there's anything I can do about it. No, just cast our cares to God. God's got it handled. Doesn't really matter who's on, because God's on the throne, so it doesn't matter who's the president. But that's for another discussion another time. But we can cast our cares to God. What a great thing. We can cast our cares, you know, but we also need to know that we have an enemy. You know, we have a devil that walks around seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affection. So we just resist. Believe in the word. And promising, you know, casting our cares to God and trusting that God's going to do it. One more. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4. Things I've been thankful for. Things I'm thankful that I know that these are little keys that help with the abundant life. You know, when we have an abundant life, and you know, if I hadn't been told this, where would I be today? I don't want to think about that. But here's another example to me that's real simple as far as what God does in teaching us how to live the more abundant life. In verse 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him and that needeth. So God doesn't say you're terrible for stealing; just says stop it. You know, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor. God gives us the instruction and the correction of what to do instead. I love the word because it's so simple. We can be victorious when we just continue to stand on the word. Verse 29, and let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. And grieving the Holy Spirit is just not renewing your mind. So as we renew our mind, as we change our thinking to line up with the Word, we're going to get blessed. And that's what God's after. Is He wants us to be blessed. So in summary, you know, we give thanks well by speaking in tongues much. You know, we can speak in tongues much. I'm thankful that I was taught how to speak in tongues. Nobody in this ministry teaches the why of speaking in tongues and the benefits of speaking in tongues. And we can, you know, forget not all His benefits. God doesn't ask us to remember them all. He just asks us not to forget them. And we're blessed with all spiritual blessings. We're not lacking anything spiritually. It's a joyful time. And we have that proof of our sonship because of the Spirit that we have within. It's Christ in us. You know, we have the Word of Truth. Word of Truth that God underwrote it. God underwrote it. It's something we can rely on. And we can share it with others so that they can have the powerful walk that we have. And that's what God wants us to do, is to share it with others. And that we can seek those things that are above, and that we can have God's peace in our lives. You know, just let the peace of God rule. So just some of the things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for teaching the Word. I'm going to pray. Thanks, God, for a great day. Thanks for the Word that we do know. Thanks for the privilege of being able to hold forth Your Word. And that we can continue to just have that attitude of gratitude. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.